Hey, hey, thanks for joining me. Cheerful song, right? Back where it all begins. Little Allman Brothers action. If you'd like to join the conversation this morning, 715-845-2155. So this is, like big news flash here. I saw this headline. Most Americans say they'd feel better with more sleep. Really? That's a Gallup survey. You know, I guess they have funding to do whatever survey they want. Who wouldn't say that? I mean, I guess they're trying to determine how many people don't sleep well. But a Gallup survey showed that 57% say they'd benefit from more sleep compared to 42% who say they get enough sleep. Oh my gosh, I am envious. I know envy is not a good thing, but I'm envious of those who get enough sleep. I don't ever feel like I get enough sleep, but sometimes on the weekends, I sleep in until 7. Ooh, it's hard when you get up so early to actually sleep in anyway. I mean, I have to fight with my mind and just say, don't switch on. I need to go back to sleep. But then when you have that fight with your mind, you wake up because you're fighting, right? So anyway, it's self-fulfilling prophecy. But so according to this article, this is the first time since Gallup began polling the question in 2001, less than half said that they get as much sleep as they need. The last time the poll was conducted in 2013, the numbers were nearly reversed, with 56% saying they get enough sleep. So, I guess on that note, what do you suppose are the main factors that, contribute to a sleepless night? I mean, the obvious ones of we're all more stressed as a result of what's going on in this country, in this world. But is that what we, is that the silver bullet, I guess, so to speak? 715-845-2155. Lighthearted, of course, but I saw this. McDonald's is marketing their French fries. They're marketing their French fries by having billboards, putting up billboards that actually smell like French fries. In the Netherlands, they've released a blank yellow and red billboard that doesn't even have the golden arches. McDonald's, obviously you know what they look like, but the marketing creatives behind the campaign believe that you won't need to be told what is being advertised because the smell alone will get the message across. Interesting. You got to wonder. Okay, so they're not cooking fries inside that billboard. So what sort of artificial scent is put into it to attract people to want to go to McDonald's? Ooh, I don't know if I like that or not. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. Good morning, you're on with Meg.
Good morning, Meg. Jeff from Merrill.
Hi, Jeff. How are
you? Good. You were talking about having trouble getting up, Just take Joe Biden's advice. Don't.
Don't get up? Yeah, right.
Don't. I don't know if you heard Bongino yesterday. He was having a ball with that, Different famous sayings from history like Patrick Henry, give me liberty or don't.
I missed that. I skedaddled out of here early yesterday, so I missed it. But yeah. Bongino is hilarious. I mean, I'm always laughing.
Sometimes he gets some real good zingers in there. But
sure.
I got a couple of quick hitters for you this morning. I realize this is low-hanging fruit, but I wonder what Tammy Baldwin's doing about that window plant that's closing up in Hawkins up there, in Wisconsin, What will Tammy Baldwin do to help those people,
Doubt anything. I mean, what's Tony Evers doing?
Whenever there's a government handout somewhere, them people are falling all over themselves to show up, and there can't be enough publicity for them, But yeah, when something bad happens, you couldn't find them with an excavator.
But, right. Crickets chirping.
But, yeah. The other thing I wanted to mention is the stuff that's going on with Trump right now, especially the scam trial right now, and Chris, you and Chris were kind of talking about that this morning. I mean, this guy, this Alvin Bragg or whoever this guy is, he shouldn't even be able to bring this case for one thing. But, I'm a little disappointed in Donald Trump myself, actually, though. If Donald Trump truly is this criminal mastermind, this megalomaniac of evil, You know, don't you think that maybe some of these people might be afraid of him, you know? I mean, you know, Alvin Bragg, maybe one day he comes in and he says, gosh, my house burned down yesterday. Well, you know, a man ought to be a little more careful, you know. You know, things like that, you know. I mean, you know, I'm not calling for that kind of stuff to happen, but my gosh, if Donald Trump really is this horrible, evil human being that they say he is, don't you think he might have a few resources to make things like that happen? You know, he doesn't, you know, he just soldiers on. He keeps taking the hits, you know, and that just convinces me even more that the man's on the right path.
I agree. Well, and I think it's really something to see how they just clamor to indict him. I mean, it's indictment after indictment. It means nothing. I mean, just, you know, kind of, I guess the word indictment or Trump indictment is synonymous with the stupidity of calling everybody a rhino. I mean, it's just, you know, it doesn't resonate anymore. And I would imagine that even those that are not plugged in like we are, I would imagine that they're just tired. They have fatigue when it comes to anything to do with, oh, big bad Trump and, you know, what's he done now? I mean, I think people are, they have these two choices in November, and all they have to do is look at their empty wallets and they will realize how they're not going to survive if Joe Biden is reelected.
It would seem to be a simple choice. But, you know, the other thing that I'm thinking about on this, too, is, you know, when you pull off these scam trials like this and stuff, you know, I mean, you know, there's an old saying, if you come after the king, you better get him. Yeah, you know, or, you know, give your soul to God. You know, if you don't have it, if you're just doing this just to waste time, just to mark time, just to obstruct somebody, there should be consequences for that. You know, like a prosecutor, if you bring a scam trial like this and you find out that it gets dismissed and there's nothing there, perhaps that person's law license should be suspended for a year or something like that. You know, hey, we're going to take you out of the game for a while until you learn something here.
Yeah, well, and I mean, I guess this is the problem with those on the left is they don't believe in accountability. I guess they only believe in it on the right, or they only believe that the right should be held accountable for actions that they didn't even commit. And, you know, that's, I think, the frustrating part. I said this a couple times, I think, already today, is that Democrats are masterful at projecting their transgressions on their political opponents. And I mean, I wish that we could be, I wish that we could be quicker to see what it is, or I wish the American people, I mean, not you and I, but maybe the low information voters would be quicker to see how that which they are guilty of themselves, they are claiming that Donald Trump is guilty of. And I mean, it's just, it's beyond frustrating that we have to continue to observe all of this during, I mean, this is a critical part of the campaign, and I think that's their objective, is to keep him away from campaigning and really staying on message about the deficiencies of, and that's the nicest thing I can say, about Joe Biden.
Amen to that, sister. I'll let you go here right now so you can get some more important people on the radio, okay?
Well, you're important too. So, hey, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it, Jeff. Always nice to hear from you.
Yep, thank you.
Have a great day. 715-845-2155. Good morning. You're on with Meg.
Good morning, Meg. Todd on the road. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you, Todd?
Well, I'm good. Hey, you know, a couple things. I was listening to your guest there about the Republican Party. I got to tell you, I don't have a lot of hope for our party. I'm a little frustrated hearing, you know, that disconnect yet. We still haven't gotten our act together, you know, and formed, you know, get organized like the Democrats are. You know, it's just disheartening to hear. It's great that we have people like that are out there trying to make it happen. You know, this whole Donald Trump thing, I got to tell you, people in my circle, you know, to some degree, all these trials are working, you know, because they see, you know, all this stuff going on, and it's like, it sure puts a doubt in people's minds, you know, in the national news, for whatever reason, I had it on this morning while I was working, And, you know, they're just pounding and pounding the story about the, you know, the trial, and it's just every day, and it's just a concerted effort, you know, to put doubt in people's minds. And, you know, it makes me believe even more that he's the candidate. And I try to talk to people every day. I said, you know, like, look at what they're doing to this man. You know, it could happen to any one of us, and we don't have the resources like he has to protect ourselves, you know.
Right.
And just, you know, it really is disheartening to see what they're doing to this election cycle.
Yeah, essentially, they are doing the campaigning for Joe Biden because he has nothing to run on. So they are providing the coverage that Biden needs by tearing
right.
down Donald Trump. And I mean, if that's their campaign strategy, I mean, I would like to also say to those low information voters and even Democrats, I mean, be honest with yourself. If Joe Biden has nothing to offer in November, why would you vote for him again? I mean, he's done
right.
nothing for this country other than make everything worse, everything more miserable for all of us.
Well, and the other concern that, you know, I hear from people is that, well, this is, you know, nothing's going to get done in 4 years if Trump is elected, because it's just going to be 4 years of revenge against his enemies. And I don't believe that. I believe he's going to, you know, try to right the ship. But I think his, as I said before, his vice presidential candidate is key in this race. He's got to pick somebody that's the heir apparent and is strong enough to become the next president. So
who do you want it to be?
You know, I don't know. I just, you know, in looking at the field, I just don't have a good feel for it right now. I just don't. What are your thoughts? I just don't know.
Well, you know, if you continue to listen, I have a guest on after the 10 o'clock news, and she kind of always has her ear on the pulse. But I think maybe it might be Tim Scott, Senator Tim Scott. I think strategically it would be a good move for him.
Right.
But, I mean, obviously anyone is going to be overshadowed by Trump, by the Trump silhouette. But, you know, going back to a comment you made about the 4 years that when Trump is elected, they're going to be revenge. Define revenge, because maybe for Republicans that don't like open borders, to Democrats, closing the borders is revenge. I don't see it that way. Maybe those
right.
of us who are tired of the amount of debt our country has gone into, and Trump
right.
will attempt to reverse some of that, maybe that to Democrats is revenge. So, I mean, again, consider the source when you
right.
hear that mantra about, oh, it's going to be revenge. Who would run on that platform? I mean, he wants
right.
to, as I think you said, I don't know if you use this term, but he wants to right the ship. I mean, there's so much
right.
that Joe Biden has, well, I hope that he hasn't destroyed completely, but there's so much that he's done wrong with our country that
right.
Trump has to right at this point.
Yeah, and he really has to start with the weaponization of the FBI.
Yes, yes.
And
vilifying the citizens of this country and the way
right.
in which, I mean, the disconnect between how the left is treating illegals versus how they're treating citizens. I mean, we could talk about
yeah.
January 6th, but, well, Todd, thanks so much for calling in. Very nice to hear from you. Where are you on the road?
On the road. Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks. Take care. I am looking at the clock. You know what? I can't take your calls. I have to go to a break. Obscene profit timeout of great magnitude. but I will be happy to take your calls after my next guest segment, which is Wendy Mahoney, investigative journalist from DC Uncovered. We will return after this on the Meg Ellefson Show on WSAU.